like the Kansas City Railroad and the North Arkansas Railway, the North Arkansas Railway, and others. It may be interviewing people like the NASCAR facility that talked about the key railhead being important to them. I'm sure there's a number of others that are in the Branson area and even the Branson-Forsyth area that rail is important to. And so the county, I believe, should be giving input to that rail plan that they'll be developing. So just to start thinking in terms of that, their timeline is April to produce the final plan and are having the second public meeting and finalizing the plan by next May. So there's plenty of time to think about what the implications are of rail here in Southwest Missouri. So I'd like to kind of foster the thinking on that and, you know, send my memo forward and David can take a look at it. But that's would be a new item for next year to be thinking about.
I heard that they're taking an Amtrak to Branson.
Well, that
out of Kansas City.
That would be the prospects of, and all the people it might affect. You know, the tourist industry would be significant. All the way from the Hershens to, you name it, Big Cedar, all of the tourist people would have an interest in giving input to that. Is it in the cards? Do they have an interest in it? Would they be able to finance, you know, their role of making use of some organized manner by which we could get some input and then formulate a position paper, maybe, on behalf of Taney County and put it forward.
We lose economic development projects on every 6 months because we don't have rail integration. We just lose it. I mean, we've had two at the airport. Remanufacture of military aircraft was one, and aircraft maintenance company was another. We got a long ways in both of them. But eventually, when they don't have rail to bring in airframes and engines, they can't be here. And those were good jobs, big deals. And if we could get that rail, air, road integration, as the racetrack has talked about, that industrial park down in that area, it's amazing. And then we get all the national prospects that come through for economic development. We just can't bid on them because we don't have it.
Yeah.
So we're just really not good. And it's amazing how many cities, like Springfield has rail and they have air, but they don't have them close together. We've got that opportunity right now to put them close together, a half a mile apart, and you can really get some great paying projects if you can do it.
NASCAR personnel mentioned on the public record, of course, they're still in very much at the planning stage, and they don't have full commitments, and a lot of it's proprietary. But they talked about a major dairy producer that would ship dairy products throughout the United States locating out there on that industrial property. And also potentially some type of a fabrication building, concrete walls or portable walls locating out there, and that those manufacturing facilities may actually go in place right in parallel, if not ahead of, the racetrack. So there's an opportunity factor for that type of rail development, and I think we should sample it and put.
How far along are they on the Amtrak situation at Branson? Did you mention that, Charles? Or did
you? Yeah, I mentioned it.
Where are they at on
that? I couldn't tell you where they're at. That's probably in that come out of state legislature politics. I think they're in favor of it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's going to take money.
Well, there's also starter services that might be and get grants for, such as Amtrak runs the Kentucky Derby special every year, and they run other trial services. But you know, they conceivably could run a trial service to Branson, you know, a tourist train, just on a trial basis to see if it works and see if anybody would ride it. But there's a lot of opportunity factor in it. You start to think out of the box of things that plan for the future. And that's what the state rail planning is all about, really, what may come down the pike in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
I think your idea is good. Let's get on our agenda and also maybe put together some commission paper for the county to submit. Try anything. Is there any rail that goes into Arkansas in Stone County?
There's
none. Or wherever the county is that way?
Oh, sir. No. Nope.
It's one of the problems you got across Central Zero. All the railways have been taken out, turned into walkways. And
you have a line that goes down from Monette, that's a private railroad, down to Springdale, Fayetteville, yeah, to Fort Smith.
Right.
But about it. I don't know if that would touch Stone County or not. Probably nice west of Stone County.
One of the other things that's a really big commodity that we don't think about, concrete grade sand. We looked at a study, you can pay for a rail siding hauling concrete grade sand in and shot rock out. But I'm telling you, it would be worth a lot of money to do that. We looked at a large feed manufacturing.
Remember the giant sand project? Mike Rankin worked on that a bunch of years ago.
And well, and the feed guys wanted to haul feed in and sand in and feed out. And it paid for the whole dang thing. 2,000 rail cars a year could be used
to
just
sand. If you have
sand.
A backhaul, that's
yeah. And so, well, and now there's all these people that want reinforcing. Like, for example, there's a bunch of these flood improvement projects. We could even haul shot rock to New Orleans for all this levee reinforcement. There is this virtually, this Missouri River problems that they're having that flooding. There's just this unlimited market for shot rock. And you know, we're thinking of high-tech siding and all of this and that. We just send rock out of here and bring sand in, you know.
All the rock and all the rock.
So rail's huge. And the other thing is, if we can position for the 21st century, that's as good as this table could do for the next generation, if we could do that. And rail is huge.
You were talking about grants, Tiger 1 or Tiger 2. If you looked at what projects got those, probably at least half of them were rail projects.
I bet so.
So, yep. I don't know if the county could apply for it or how it would work, but there's money out there for it.
And oftentimes the multimodal people at MoDOT, there's money in there that doesn't necessarily compete like the road money does. And so it's well worth looking at. It's a good idea.
You got any business? No, I guess I'll wait and I'll hear from Ron or Randy. Let me know and we'll decide if we need a special meeting.
I would think that would have to go through their legal department. And
if I hear something, I'll use my staff to let everybody know.
Perfect. Good, you got one.
I move we adjourn.
Is there a second? Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, we're adjourned.
I just noticed that was setback. The criteria wasn't already set. I just proved it. Just another. I mean, I was just. That's the reason why I asked him. Isn't one new thing replaced this thing already? Unbelievable. Huh? Good point on that grill.
Yeah.
Well, Charles, did you ever figure out whether you're on or off?
It was a very
nice. Did you ever figure out? You're just kind of fumbling there, man. We think you're still on.
You know, they always say a good blogger is worth to hear more than the facts.
Oh, really? Is that it?
You know that.
Oh, okay.
It worked pretty good. So what was the 4,500 for? I lost the kind of discussion there.
The plan was suggesting the board asked that they can get done with $4,500. Okay, that's $1,4,500. Let's see, that was back in July. Discussion regarding limitations that we have regarding bid discussion. Randy stated the bid had been submitted by Road and Bridge for any
expenses over $4,500. Okay, Buddy moved to spend up to $4,500.
I personally work for Joe Gordon, who's the president of Amtrak.
HDR listed to have changed from Tampa to Schaefer District. Okay, this was the scoping of the project. Buddy moved to spend $4,500. David said they needed to get with HDR to determine the scope. Motion died for lack of second. Okay. Chris, who's Chris?
Well, that was the part that I.